number two in command of Air Force procurement, and he bought literally billions of dollars worth of equipment and was subject to all the pressures of it. And one of his predecessors went to prison for it, Benny Myers, you may recall. And I've known McKee for 22 years, 23 years, and I think I could swear as to his honesty and integrity.
Do you see any real handicap in running FAA now?
No,
Webb thinks he'd be very good with the supersonic.
Well, the only question I have about McKee, Mr. President, is his steam at this point and his initiative. He did have an illness. He has slowed up. And whether he would be able to probe and push and be damn sure that this supersonic stays on the rails, I don't know. This is quite a different project than anything he ever dealt with before. This has got to make a profit at some point. And it has to be designed from the point of view of individuals who are going to put their dough on the line. And the government is not going to bail this out by accepting whatever overruns there are. It can't over a decade or a decade and a half. And therefore, at the top of that supersonic project must be a man who has a very sharp mind and a very sharp pencil and a very sharp brain and tongue. Now, I'm sure McKee could do it under a Boyd. I think probably he could do it if he were the top man himself. And certainly, if you don't have anyone else, I'd be willing to go along with it and support him in every way possible.
Well, I don't have anybody else. Well, everybody's always thought you ought to do it, but you ran from it.
No, sir, I didn't, and I'm sure that I'm sure we're right in not putting it in the Defense Department, Mr. President. And I would also think that if you do put McKee in...
How are you going to support it? You mean keep it over there?
Well, I mean keep it over there and we'll give
serve
it...
Serve on his board, be chairman of the board?
Well, I'd be happy to do that or give it every technical... and or give it every technical assistance possible. We can do an awful lot to help. There's no doubt of that. We've got technical people over here in engineering and research and in flight standards and tests. And we've got economic analysts and financial analysts. And we've got all kinds of people that can help him. But I think to put that project in the Defense Department would... distorted and be a misassignment.
I'm afraid so, but wouldn't it be all right? Would you go on this basis and feel good about it? Suppose we just said to him, you go in here and do this job now, and you run the FAA, but the big part of it is this supersonic thing, and I'm going to put McNamara and Connor and you on the board to operate it, and you follow these two men and work with them.
I think it'd be excellent. I would suggest that if you do that, you keep Black and Osborne on the board. These two outsiders, Gene Black and Stan Osborne.
Well, you all can do who you want to. I'll just tell them in government.
Sure.
Aren't they the two agencies that are concerned with?
Yes, Commerce.
Connor ought to be a hard-nosed businessman.
Yeah,
you.
I agree, and I think that'd be excellent. I'd be delighted to do that.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.